CBS Presents, an all-Canadian entertainment production in association with Brad Crevoy Television. Christmas Takes Flight. We open on an aerial view of the town of Snowflake, Montana.
On behalf of everyone aboard Sundancer Airlines, welcome to Snowflake, Montana.
Pilot Jenny Beckett hands out candy canes to passengers disembarking from her plane.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Jenny speaks to Molly.
I cannot believe it is just over a week until Christmas and I still have so much to do.
Well, you know what they say. If you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
Then don't be surprised if I ask you to find me a busy person.
Jenny walks into the airport terminal.
Hey, Captain. We all heard about the sale of the airline. Things won't be the same around here without Sundancer.
Mm-hmm. We had a good run, Colin. Don't you worry. I'm not going anywhere.
Jenny approaches a mother speaking to her child.
It's okay, sweetheart. Everything will be okay.
First time flying?
We're meeting Lindy's grandparents in Seattle before their Christmas cruise, and Lindy's a bit nervous.
Plus, we have another flight to Helena in a few days.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Lindy.
I'm Captain Beckett. Can I tell you a secret?
Lindy nods.
The first time that I got on an airplane, I was scared too.
Really?
Really. But there are a lot of brave people on board to make sure everybody is safe. I think I know a way to make you feel brave.
Jenny reaches into her pocket and pulls out a pair of airline wings and hands them to Lindy.
I am appointing you junior assistant co-pilot in charge of anyone you see feeling nervous. It's your job to teach them to breathe like this. Perfect. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Jenny walks off and then enters the Sundancer Airlines office.
Morning, Joel. Any messages for me?
Jenny is handed a message.
Thanks.
Then she walks down the hall talking to her father, Frank.
This is never going to be the same again. So many memories.
We'll make new memories, too. Just because you sold Sundancer to Connor Airways doesn't mean anything has to change. We'll just be flying for a new boss.
You know, back when your Grandma Nellie launched the airline in 68, no one thought this had any legs, or I should say wings.
But instead, she and Mom put Sundancer and the town of Snowflake on the map. That'll never go away because we have a new owner.
They walk into Frank's office.
So what's he like?
Matt Hansen?
Mm-hmm.
Connor Airlines CEO? He's a very smart guy with an incredible head for business, as far as I can tell.
But, Dad, what's he like personally? If I have any hope of working with the guy, I'd like to know who he is.
Well, I found him a little stiff, maybe a little hard to read, but you know what? I could have caught him on a bad day.
Jen's brother, Charlie, walks in the room.
Hey, sis, who are we talking about?
Matt Hansen, Connor Airlines CEO, is coming out for a visit.
Mr. Warm and Fuzzy Party of None. I hear he's so tightly wound that he wears three-piece pajamas to bed.
He's just flying in to see how we do things firsthand.
Oh, so we should all be on our best behavior.
Oh, then you might want to clean up your cluttered desk so that his first impression of you isn't that you're scattered and disorganized.
Me? Sundancer Airlines marketing genius?
Oh, and has the genius finally finished designing the loyalty program for our frequent flyers?
Charlie holds his finger up and then gets up to leave.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Nothing seems to faze that boy.
Tell me about it. How is it that I inherited your worry gene and he got Mom's happy-go-lucky nature?
And what about you, sweetie? When are you going to find someone special? It's been 5 years since your divorce.
Dad, we have been through this. I'm just not ready to dip my toe back in the dating pot.
Not ready or maybe not willing. Look, I'm sorry, Jenny. I know it's none of my business. I just think that you deserve to find your happily ever after.
I am happy. And you worry too much.
Jenny leaves the office, then speaks to Megan.
Thanks to everyone at Sundancer, looks like we'll be able to add 3 more kids to this year's Santa's Light charity event.
'Tis the season to be generous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You didn't tell me he was such a looker.
Who?
Matt Hansen. He was just profiled in NW Media. They ranked him 3rd of the most successful CEOs under 40.
What else does it say about him?
He made his mark in mergers and acquisitions and has a knack for turning struggling airlines profitable by cutting out the fat.
Great. So he's a numbers guy?
Am I going to lose my job? Because I really love working here.
No, of course not. Why would you even say that?
Look, come on, Jenny. A new owner's all about change. Like it or not, all our jobs may be up in the air.
Yeah, well, I plan to stay on as head of operations, so all changes will have to go through me. Now, let's get back to Santa's flight.
Hey, sis.
Hey, Megan.
Megan looks down nervously.
What, no kiss? Since when did you two get shy about public displays of affection?
We're just a little nervous about the new owner's rules on employees dating.
What? You guys have been together for almost 3 years. It will be fine.
Jen leaves the room. Megan and Charlie share a look.
I'll get it.
Yep.
The scene changes to a plane landing. Then, Jenny stands outside of the airport waiting for a car. Matt approaches. He stands beside Jenny, looking frustrated.
Is this where we wait for visitor parking?
Yeah. Car rental, employee parking, visitor parking.
Thanks.
A shuttle bus arrives. Matt picks up his bags and gets in the bus.
Welcome to Snowflake.
Jenny walks into the bus.
Yes. Yes, I just landed.
Evening, Sam.
I'm staying at the Snowflake Inn. So in case this town has some shoddy cell service.
As the shuttle bus accelerates, Matt loses his balance and falls into Jenny's lap.
Whoa, slow your roll, pal. At least buy me dinner first.
Excuse me.
I was kidding.
Matt and Jenny look at each other. Matt smiles.
It seems like I'm still getting my feet back on the ground.
Matt and Jenny share an awkward smile.
Oh, did you fly Sundance Airlines?
Private charter, actually.
How nice for you. Bad for the environment, though. And all the muddy carbon footprint you left in the sky. Next time you should consider Sundancer business class.
Matt smiles and nods. Jenny rolls her eyes.
Well, seems like this sparkly conversation has come to an end.
Matt gives her the thumbs up.
Have a nice life.
You too.
Bye, Sam. All my love to your wife.
Jenny exits the bus. Matt watches her. Later, Matt walks into the Royal Hotel. Sue greets Matt.
Happy, happy holidays! You must be Mr. Hansen from Connor Airlines.
I'm Sue, and I'm under strict orders to put our extra special VIP in our finest suite.
Honestly, I'm so exhausted from the flight, any room will be fine.
How does the honeymoon suite sound? It's got a big, comfy, queen-size bed, memory foam mattress, expanded mini bar, rainfall shower.
I'll take it.
I don't see a wedding ring, so I assume there's no Mrs. Hansen joining you? Single? Divorced? Widower, perhaps? Oh, you poor
Sue. Sue, I'm not a widower. I'm simply a weary traveler looking for a place to rest.
Why didn't you say so? Follow me.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we in Snowflake take the season rather seriously around here.
I'll say. Who's your last guest, Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
We pride ourselves in making guests feel at home.
It's lovely.
And that's a bakery basket from the Beckett family. And I am sure Jenny Beckett would love to show you around and tell you all about Santa's flight.
Ooh. Sue leaves. Matt sits in his chair and opens his laptop. The scene changes to Jenny sitting at the dining room table with her daughter, Chloe.
Chloe, dinner was incredible, as always.
Thanks.
So, have you thought any more about what colleges you plan on applying to in the spring?
Not since last night when you asked me at dinner. I told you, Mom, I'm just not sure college is right for me.
Hey, it doesn't mean it's wrong for you either. College
is about discovering who you are.
Right. Oh, well, homework time.
Chloe gets up from the table. She walks near a memorabilia case and bumps a model airplane.
Oh, hey, careful. Grandma's collection is irreplaceable. Oh. Hey, Charlie, I didn't watch Survivor yet. No spoilers.
Actually, I was calling to see how you're doing.
I'm fine. Why would you ask?
Because you're probably sitting at home twirling your hair right now, and I know that you only do that when you're very anxious.
It relaxes me for some reason, but I will be fine as soon as Matt Hansen flies back to wherever he came from.
On that train of thought, I was thinking of maybe taking Dad down to the tavern sometime this week, cheer him up a bit.
With his retirement so close, he really hasn't been himself lately.
I think the reality of the sale of Sundancer Airlines is starting to sink in. That's great. Why don't you set something up and
bring Megan, of course.
Hey. Hey, Charlie. Is something going on between you two? You both
seemed a little distant today.
Yeah. We weren't gonna tell anyone until after New Year's, though, but, we broke up.
What? Really? What? You both seem to be doing so well.
Yeah, well, Megan was
really talking about marriage, and I'm not ready yet. And because my yet doesn't seem to have
an end date, we decided to split up.
Charlie, you're not ready yet. What?
She's fantastic. What are you waiting for? You have to get it together.
Okay. You know what? It is none of my business. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And, hey, between you and me, just keep this under your hat.
Okay, will do. I love you. Bye.
The next day, Frank talks with Matt.
Charlie handles our marketing, and for the past 2 years, my daughter Jenny has faced her duties, from piloting planes into management.
Okay, morning, guys. I don't know if Matt Hansen is a black no-sugar coffee guy or an almond milk latte guy or one of those frou-frou city snubs.
Black is perfect.
Matt turns around, and Jenny looks shocked.
Wait, aren't you the lab guy from yesterday?
Lab guy?
I thought you were arriving this morning.
I decided to fly up early.
I see.
Jenny swallows and looks uncomfortable.
Let's chat in the boardroom.
Matt turns and walks away. Jenny looks at Charlie, who gives her two thumbs up.
I'm here to assess operations and identify how best to streamline and incorporate Sundancer under the Conair Airlines umbrella. And Matt plans to expand Conair Airlines by begin flying international come the new year.
Wow, international. Now you think big.
Always. And bit by bit, things are finally coming together.
And what exactly does streamline entail?
Oh, you don't have to worry about that at this point. That's for me and my executive team to determine.
Oh, I assumed I'd be part of the team.
I'm sorry. It was always my intention that Jenny would remain on in a management role. I mean, given all of her experience, mm-hmm. both in the air and on the ground, she's the perfect person to oversee things. I see. I'm afraid I can't commit to that at this moment.
I assure you I'm more than qualified for the position.
I have no doubt. However, as the new CEO, it will be my recommendation to the board that really matters. But I promise to keep you in the mix. If you'll excuse me, I have a small hire to put out.
Matt leaves the room.
And an even bigger one when he gets back. Keep me in the mix? He met me for 2 minutes.
Nobody knows how things work around Sundancer better than Jenny does.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I assumed that I made my intentions very clear with the sale.
It's fine. Dad, I just have to prove to him that I am best for the job.
Jenny nervously sips her coffee. Matt returns.
Oh, that was a quick fire.
Yes. Would one of you be able to give me a tour of the terminal?
I thought you'd never ask.
Here are just some starter ideas.
Okay. Wait, you want to cut employee birthday parties?
Unnecessary costs.
And the recognition awards?
Also unnecessary costs.
I respectfully disagree. You can't put a price on morale.
Yes, you can. Do a once-a-month birthday cake, save on cost and calories, and you can replace your soccer trophies with an employee of the month placard.
Okay, they're not soccer trophies. They're recognition awards.
Benjamin, slow down. Sorry, he has the day off of school and I couldn't find a sitter.
Oh, Mr. Hansen, this is Haley in maintenance and her son, Benjamin, or as I like to call him, our honorary Sundancer employee. Always welcome.
I came to deliver my wish to Santa.
You're right on time. We were just about to send the list to the North Pole.
Okay, Benjamin, why don't we let the adults get back to work and you can go watch the planes take off.
Thank you.
Miss Beckett, it's just with costs hemorrhaging, what I need in the VP role is someone who's not afraid of making the tough decisions.
I see. And what, you think because this is a family-run business that I'm not capable? I can be cutthroat and ruthless when I need to be.
Megan approaches.
Sorry to interrupt. Jenny, I'm on with Santa's Market, and they want to confirm our Santa's flight reservation.
Your Aunt Sue mentioned something about that at the hotel. What is that exactly?
It's our annual Christmas tradition the airline hosts on the 23rd. We take underserved children in the area and their families on a fantasy trip to Santa's Market in Idaho Falls.
First, we serve an in-flight lunch with Santa, and then after we land, the kids spend the day in the village, they open their wish list presents.
Sounds nice. Sounds expensive.
Well, it's worth it once you see the kids' faces. Pure magic.
I didn't see a line item for it.
It's under community outreach.
I'm afraid until we can find ways to increase profit margins, we've got no choice but to put a pin in extraneous charitable efforts.
Meaning you want to ground Santa's flight?
Catching on quickly. Will that be a problem?
You're the boss.
Matt smiles, nods, and walks away.
And yes, that will be a problem. Like, I don't know what's worse, Matt's ego or his arrogance. He's walking around like he owns the place.
Well, technically, sis, he does.
I don't care if he owns the North Pole. Santa's flight is more important than his precious budget.
Yes, I agree, but are you sure you want to be rocking the boat? You and Matt are not necessarily besties.
But when I didn't flinch at canceling Santa's flight, that seemed to impress him.
Oh, good. I meant to ask, what's next to clinch the big promotion? You gonna fire the light crew before
Christmas? This is not about my promotion, okay? I only agreed to ground Santa's flight because I had no other option.
Right, so you're not giving up.
Thank you. Not even if I have to conjure up the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future to make it happen.
Well, if you're hoping to change Matt's mind, might be barking up the wrong Christmas tree.
No, you're right. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna have to do it ourselves.
Everyone else in Snowflake loves the event. I'd hate to see it go by the wayside.
Maybe that's it. What if we canvass local businesses in the area to help us sponsor the event? Their donations will help us defer costs. They can buy toys and purchase plane tickets.
Yeah, anything's possible, but we'd have to raise a lot of money in a short amount of time.
Well, failure isn't an option.
Okay, I'll get the snowball rolling.
Jenny and Charlie walk away. The scene changes to planes on a tarmac. Text on screen reads, 6 days until Santa's flight.
You must be Matt. My mom just called to say she's on her way to meet with you. I'm Chloe.
I didn't know her daughter worked here too. A real family affair.
I have a part-time work study at high school.
Do you plan on getting into aviation like your mom?
No, or any part of the family business. I'm not sure what I want to do, to be honest.
Well, look at it this way. You're halfway there.
Halfway there? I have no idea what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, but at least you know what you don't want to do.
Oh, I see you've met my daughter.
Yes. Are those the maintenance reports I requested?
Yes. If you like, I can give you a tour of the planes.
Planes. Excellent.
Jenny and Matt walk out. Chloe waves to Matt.
This is Cecilia. Named after Cecilia Aragon, one of the champion aerobatic pilots.
Don't tell me you have names for every one of your planes.
We do. It's our way of honoring female pioneers of aviation.
So I'm guessing you really love it then.
Flying? I do. I mean, I did. The duties of managing the airline have grounded me more than I like. But taking over the reins from my dad has always been my goal someday.
Makes sense.
What about you? Have you always had a passion for business?
Only child of an investment banker. As a kid, I remember the only subject that I liked almost as much as it liked me was math.
How can a subject like you?
Because there's only one right answer. And as a kid, tucked away in boarding school, I suppose I found something reassuring about that.
I've never thought about it like that. You have to realize, though, when it comes to business, there can always be more than one right answer.
Well, I haven't been wrong yet.
There's always a first. Would you like to see some more? This way.
We understand times are tight, yes, but every dollar counts. Oh, so I can put you down for $5.
I see you took me literally. Well, thank you for your generosity.
Sounds like Snowflake Plumbing is in the toilet.
From now on, I'm gonna start saying every $100 counts.
Hey, Megs. I just want to say thanks again for coming out to dinner to help cheer out Dad tonight. I know that playing pretend isn't exactly fun.
No, but it's a whole lot better than the ruin the holidays for the friends and family tour. Come January, we really need to rip off the Band-Aid and let everyone know.
We could also...
This is Megan.
Later at the Wellington Tavern.
Good evening, everyone. It is my great pleasure to announce the return of our live holiday entertainment. Everyone, please give it up for Silver Wings.
Frank, Jenny, and Megan sit at a table cheering. Charlie's band starts playing.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the field we go.
Christine approaches the table.
From garage band to center stage, what are the chances?
The moment my regularly scheduled band canceled, I immediately thought of calling your brother to step in.
Oh, for Charlie, this is like a dream come true.
And Christine was kind enough to have the tavern sponsor two kids for Santa's flight.
Wow. Christine, that is so generous. Thank you.
Please, it is my pleasure. I look forward to seeing those precious faces light up like a Christmas tree. Frank, it is good to see you. You haven't been out in a while.
No. I'm married to my job, and she doesn't let me out much.
Well, I imagine all that will change now that you're retired.
I suspect you're right.
We're going to have to find you a hobby to keep you busy.
As Christine walks away, she puts her hand on Frank's shoulder. Megan and Jenny share a surprised look.
I thought Matt was very clear Santa's flight was canceled.
Yes, we're just exploring options to keep Santa's flight on course through private donations.
Well, it's never a good idea to go behind someone's back, Jenny. It's got the potential to backfire and explode in your face.
Well, we're not using any company funds, so technically there's no back we're going behind.
Besides, isn't it our job to keep Mom's dream alive and keep Santa's flight on course for the sake of the kids?
Matt walks into the tavern and passes their table. Frank motions for Jenny to go talk to Matt. She shakes her head.
Yes.
Fine.
Jenny gets up and approaches Matt.
I never suspected you to be a bar fly.
I'm just here to pick up some takeout. Is that your brother on stage?
Before he worked for Sundancer, he got a degree in music theory. It's his real passion.
They actually sound pretty decent.
They do, don't they?
As Matt focuses on his phone, Jenny tries to get his attention.
If you'd like some company, you're more than welcome to join us.
Oh, thank you, but I still have to finalize my year-end review and present it to the board.
Don't you have an accounting department for that?
Yes, but I like to review and be hands-on with the process.
Of course you do. Isn't it tiring spending your life looking over everyone's shoulder?
I guess you can say I'm a guy who likes to have his hand on the wheel at all times.
That's why we have co-pilots. It can be fun for a change to let someone else fly the plane.
I guess I'll just have to take your word for it. Good night.
He really is a good time, never waiting to happen.
Jenny walks back to the table.
Charlie
runs over to the table.
You look like you were having a great time up there.
I was, actually.
God, Dad's right. And you found a fan in Matt Hansen.
What? No way. Okay, that is the Snowflake equivalent of a Grammy Award.
All work and no play makes Matt a dull boss. Oh, Charlie, can you put together some ideas for our seniors' discount campaign?
Yeah, sure thing.
Jenny leaves, leaving Charlie and Megan alone together in awkward silence. Text on screen, 5 days until Santa's flight. Frank and Jenny sit at her desk.
I don't see how we can reduce the budget by 10% without forcing us to downsize personnel.
It's not your worry anymore, Dad. It's mine, remember?
Matt approaches.
Look at you. Right on time, as per usual. I wish our flights were as prompt as you are.
Really? Why wasn't I aware of this issue? Delays in departure and arrival times have a negative impact on...
Matt, she was joking.
So as you can see right over here, most of our flights are around the tri-state area.
Your busiest hub appears to be the Helena Airport?
Mm-hmm.
So why is HQ here?
Snowflake is where my grandma founded Sundancer, and besides, it's where most of our employees live.
As quaint as that sounds, my executives need to see the bigger picture.
Matt types on his phone.
What's going on with this flight from Snowflake to Idaho Falls? Mm-hmm. Barely any seats have sold on the 23rd. Why don't we combine it with another option?
No, this is a regular stream of commuters from a local factory that always book last minute.
Then why don't we capitalize on that fact and raise fares?
Why don't you let Jenny drive you downtown? She can introduce you to some of our local advertisers.
I have a conference call later this afternoon, but I suppose a little fresh air would do me good.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Happy holidays to the family. Okay, this is our toy store. They display ads on our overhead screens on a regular basis. Oh, and if you need any last-minute Christmas gifts, they have a wonderful selection.
Oh, my assistant handles annual corporate gift certificates.
All right, personal touch.
Hey, Jenny. Hi. I've been putting some toys aside for Santa.
That's great, Anne. And this is Matt Hansen. Matt, Anne's son, is a baggage handler for us on weekends.
Pleasure to meet you.
You as well. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Do you know everybody's story?
Not everybody. I wouldn't exactly call you an open book. Although, I suspect there's more going on underneath the whole Brooks Brothers facade. Tell you what, need a recharge?
Fine, but make it fast.
Hi, 2 peppermint lattes, please.
Black coffee will be fine for
me. Oh, come on. It's my treat. Do something a little bit out of your comfort zone. They're tasty.
Fine. Blood on the peppermint. So the theater runs in-flight ads as well?
The opposite. We advertise our promotions before movie trailers. I used to take Chloe here when she was a kid. She used to love seeing the family logo on the big screen.
Uh-huh. The circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe's dad?
Yeah, divorced. We married young, had Chloe young, grew apart. Mostly, I think he couldn't stand the heat of being with a captain.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Divorced.
Death by work ethic?
Matt nods.
Any regrets?
Only one. I should have bought Tesla stock when it broke $200 a share. What?
Never mind.
No, really, what's so funny?
I just... You know, keep trying to peel back the layers of the onion to find some soft, cushy side. But really, you're just a hopeless pragmatic.
Matt gets hit in the back by a snowball.
Sorry, that was Captain Jenny.
Benjamin and his friends throw more snowballs.
Benjamin, I'm gonna get you. Here comes.
Jenny throws a snowball back. The snowball fight continues.
Okay.
Go.
Truth. You win. You remember, Benjamin, this is Matt.
Are you Captain Jenny's boyfriend?
What? No, silly, he's my boss.
Come
on, Benjamin, let's go.
Bye.
Your first snowball fight?
How did you know that was... That obvious, huh?
Jenny nods.
Must be an offshoot of being an only child.
That's rough. So grateful my parents adopted Charlie. He's like my best friend.
My heart goes out to all the adopted parents, the single mothers.
I think Haley's a great foster mom.
But she really shouldn't bring Benjamin to work with her. We're not running a daycare.
Matt walks off. Jenny shakes her head.
Right.
Jenny looks at a pair of airline wings from her memorabilia shelf. She puts them down and picks up a photo of her late mother dressed in a flight uniform. Chloe sits behind her at the kitchen table.
She shoots, she scores.
What? What's all the woo-hooing going on in here?
I volunteered to create a website for people to start donating to Santa's flight. I put in profiles of all the children we're trying to sponsor, as well as gift wish lists for people to help donate.
Chloe, you did all this?
Yeah, why?
This is amazing. I mean, it shows genuine talent.
Thanks.
You know, you really should consider that you have such a gift. Thanks, Chloe. God, this website will really help make our goal a reality.
So, how are you and Matt getting along?
Fine, if you can stand the constant wind chill factor. It's like one second he seems like an adult, and the next he acts like a calculator in a three-piece suit.
Mm. Well, maybe you just haven't found his number. You have to admit, though, he is kind of cute.
No. Show me this.
Text on screen, 4 days until Santa's flight. Matt walks into the Sundancer offices and approaches Jenny.
I must not have gotten the memo about casual Friday.
Oh, figured this might be more fitting attire in case I find myself in the throes of another rogue snowball fight.
That's funny.
Okay. Well, I just finished meeting with your engineering team, and I'm happily impressed.
Whoa, was that a genuine compliment? Now I'm impressed.
Jenny, I'm sorry if you got the idea. My purpose here was simply to find flaws.
Can you say that again?
I'm here to see the full picture.
No, the part where you apologized. See, now you really should do that more often.
What, apologize?
Smile. You know, you don't have to go around all the time with a look on your face like a balloon payment is due.
I'll put that on my to-do list. Right after I get back from Helena to check out their facility.
What for? I thought you were here to visit and tour our operation.
In case you haven't noticed, I like to be thorough.
But you're going
to
waste so much time driving to and from Helena. I'm covering the route 3 different times today. I can fly you in and out. Nobody gets hurt.
No, I mean, I really don't mind driving. I find it relaxing.
But it can take hours in either direction, and that's if you're lucky.
I get a lot of brainstorming done on the road. It's meditative.
Don't be ridiculous. You said you wanted to see the full picture, and you have seen everything we do except for the whole point of an airline, the actual flights. That settles it.
Settles what?
I'm making my first executive decision.
Later, Matt sits on the flight.
Welcome aboard Sundancer Flight 83. We are en route from Snowflake to Helena. The flying time is just under an hour, and we've got clear skies and a frosty 28 degrees. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Matt grips his handrest.
Hey, mister. Are you nervous about flying?
A little.
I used to be scared of flying until Captain Beckett gave me these. If you start to feel scared, just breathe.
You're doing good.
The flight lands in Helena, Montana.
Yes, that's his coat. Thanks, Molly. I got it.
Jenny brings Matt his coat.
Oh, here you go.
Great flight. Put me right to sleep.
Uh-huh. Pick you back up at 4:30.
Jenny walks away. Matt looks down in fear. Later, at the Sundancer offices, Jenny walks in to find Haley and Benjamin sitting at a table.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, just have a few routine safety checks to do out on the tarmac, and Benjamin is going to be my apprentice again, right, mister?
Actually, would it be okay if Benjamin joins me for my last trip of the day? I promise I'll have him home by dinner.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's go, Benjamin.
Have fun.
Matt enters the airplane as Jenny talks to the passengers.
Blue skies on the way back. No turbulence. We'll be good. Oh, welcome back aboard. How was your inspection here in Helena?
I got the information I needed.
Good. Oh, so you know you won't be traveling alone. Haley had to work late, but Benjamin will be joining us as our special VIP guest. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
Matt walks down the aisle, puts his bag in the overhead bin, and sits down.
Mr. Hansen, this is my 14th time on a plane. Isn't that cool?
Uh-huh. Super cool.
Hello, flyers. Please ensure that your seatbelts are buckled and your tray tables are in the upright position as we
taxi on the runway. Thank you.
Sometimes I like to sit back and pretend I'm the pilot. Want to be my co-pilot?
Benjamin reaches for Matt's hand.
Sure.
The plane takes off. Matt starts breathing heavily as he continues to hold Benjamin's hand.
Hello, folks. We have now reached our
maximum cruising altitude. It is a gorgeous, sunny day on all sides of the aircraft, so please sit back, relax,
and enjoy flying with Sundancer Airlines.
I'm an only child, too.
It's okay. You'll get used to it. And you can make lots of friends.
Like the friends who ambushed me downtown?
Oh, yeah. We got you and Captain Jenny good. I can't wait to tell them I got to fly today. Flying's my favorite. I know everything there is to know about airplanes.
I own this airline now, so I could probably tell you a thing or two.
This plane is an Avro RJ-100. It seats 100 passengers, 2 pilots, and 1 flight attendant, and has turbofan engines.
Wow. You weren't kidding.
I'm going to be a pilot when I grow up, just like Captain Jenny. Did you know the wingspan is 86 feet long?
I did not. But now I do.
Back at the Sundancer offices.
No. Christine doesn't have a thing for my dad.
Oh, I could spot the signals a mile away. But your dad either seems oblivious or unwilling, so...
I mean, honestly, it's probably a bit of both. After my mom passed away, I kind of thought he hung up the dating hat for good.
Maybe it's time he dusted off.
Oh, you're not really thinking about playing Cupid, are you?
Why not? With you and I keeping up appearances, it might be fun to help somebody else find happiness.
Hello, folks. We are on our final descent.
We will be on the ground shortly.
Matt starts to get nervous again. He braces himself and then offers to hold Benjamin's hand once again. As the plane lands, Matt breathes heavily and then smiles. Benjamin smiles at him. Later at the tavern, Charlie's band performs.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you
Christine prepares drinks at the bar. Jenny walks in.
And a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
She waves at Charlie. Jenny walks over to Christine.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, look at you out on a school night.
I suppose so. Dad's always needling me to go out more.
And he's right. Ooh, is that your hot date?
It's more like my new boss. Hello. Christine, this is Matt Hansen.
So you are the villain who's been shaking things up at Sundancer.
Yes, I'm here to burn off a little steam after putting pink slips in the stockings of some of my employees.
He's joking. Oh, wait, you're joking, right? You're just here to pick up takeout.
Actually, I was hoping to dine in rather than spend another meal stuck in my hotel room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am afraid that all of my tables are booked. Unless Jenny doesn't mind you sharing her table.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, that works.
Great.
Right this way. This way.
And a Happy New Year!
The band continues to play as Megan and Christine talk at the bar.
I just think men can be oblivious, you know, sometimes when it comes to reading signals from the opposite sex.
Oh, I suppose, but you and Charlie, you hit it off right away.
Please. He was completely oblivious. I had a crush on him when we first met. I mean, I had to practically hit him over the head to get him to ask me out.
Oh, come on. I do not believe that for a minute. You both make the perfect pair. I can see that you are the yin to his yang.
That's what I thought. When we first met.
From across the room, Charlie smiles at Megan.
Just out of curiosity, Megan, why are you telling me all of this?
Well, I saw how you were with Frank last night. And if you think he has the potential to be the yin to your yang, you need to be direct.
Christine smiles. Megan smiles at Charlie. over at Jenny's table.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I actually had fun today.
That's really nice. And a little surprising.
You knew, didn't you? About my apprehension with flying.
I managed to put the pieces together. But isn't it a little bit ironic that you enjoy running an airline?
I think it's like a moth being drawn to the flame. There's something I find utterly terrifying about air travel and equally fascinating.
I think I'm finally starting to figure out who you are.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Care to share your observations?
Well, if you don't mind my saying, you're a little bit of a control freak.
True.
You get on a plane and you can't look over anyone's shoulder. And you have to put your trust in someone else to have the control. That's where your fear comes from.
Never really thought of it that way, but maybe you have a point.
Hmm. Okay, my only final question is, who is responsible for these trust issues? Your ex-wife? Your best friend, maybe?
Wow. Both, actually. My wife didn't leave me because I'm a workaholic. My wife left me for my best friend.
Wow. Matt, that's, I'm so sorry.
So to take the sting off all the hurt and betrayal, I poured myself into the one thing I was good at, business.
Yeah, when things ended with my ex, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I was trying to take care of Chloe and the rest of my family.
Well, from what I can tell, you're doing a great job.
Thanks. I like to think so.
So, working for your family your whole career, you ever felt the need to leave the nest, fly out on your own?
I did. Actually, I got offered a big job in New York to fly internationally, which has always been my dream to travel.
And?
You know, Chloe, she wasn't even five yet, and my marriage was building up ice on the wings.
Do you ever think about what might have been?
You know, life comes with sacrifices, and I don't believe in living life with regrets.
That may be true, but you never answered my question.
Later, Matt and Jenny watch a group playing handbells outside.
Snowflake's very own handbell choir. It's memories I have with Chloe, like this, while she was growing up. I wouldn't trade them for 1 week in Paris.
We have a lot of family traditions.
Mm-hmm.
They turn and walk down the street.
And what about you? I assume you spent holidays with your dad away from boarding school?
Yeah, he always used to fly me out to Manhattan for the firm's office party. Mm-hmm.
Did you have Christmas traditions together?
Only one, really. I remember he always used to take me to Rockefeller Center on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. He said if I wished hard enough at midnight, my Christmas wish might come true.
That's sweet. And did they?
Most of the time he was right. Other times I figured I just wasn't wishing hard enough. Mm-hmm. Hanson here. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Mr. Connor. Yes, I took a look at the office space in Helena earlier today. I think it will work well as our new base. Mm-hmm. Understood. Give my respects to the board.
New base? I thought you went to Helena just to check out the operations.
Yes, I've been evaluating various options. It's more sensible to be centralized and to move the company headquarters where the company has most of its activity.
I told you, Sundancer has to stay in Snowflake. I can't ask the staff to uproot their lives.
I understand the decision has consequences, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, for you.
Of course. When were you going to tell me about this plan?
You're not my VP of operations at this point.
I realize that, but apparently, what, there's no I in team or we either? Don't I get an opportunity to at least weigh in instead of just being left out in the cold? You know what? Thank you for dinner. It was a real treat.
Jenny walks away. At her home, Jenny takes cookies out of the oven. Chloe walks in.
This house smells like a Christmas cookie explosion.
You know how baking relaxes me whenever I'm upset.
Who's responsible for pushing you to level orange?
Matt Hansen. We met down at the tavern earlier to watch your uncle play. It began nice enough, but of course he had to pull the rug out from under me before the night was over.
You know, for someone who can't seem to stand the guy, you sure are spending a lot of time together.
It's not that I can't stand him. It's that I resent not being included in major decisions regarding the airline.
You mean like how you're not telling him about how you're trying to save Santa's flight?
That's different. We're simply exploring options on how to keep it afloat through donations.
Have you told him about it? Then you are keeping it a secret. Secrets mean you're up to something bad.
But I'm not.
Jenny picks up a cookie, smiles, and takes a bite.
Thank you. Happy
the scene changes to Christine buying some chestnuts from a stand. Frank approaches.
Frank, what a lovely surprise. How are you?
Pretty great, actually. Just been out canvassing a few businesses about sponsoring some more kids on Santa's flight.
Oh, by that chipper demeanor, I'd say the day went well.
Well, I got Aunt Trudy's Diner to sponsor two more kids. So we got 4 days to go. We're cutting it a little close.
You wouldn't want to join me at the theater, would you? They're playing It's a Wonderful Life.
I haven't seen that in ages.
No, it still holds up, if you care to come with. You know what? It's okay. I'm sure you've got lots of other things to do. Happy holidays.
Christine walks away. Over at the hotel, Matt receives a call.
This is Matt.
Hi, it's Jenny. I realize I may have come off a little prickly earlier. I want to apologize.
No need. You like to speak your mind? That's an important trait for any VP position.
Really? And why have I wasted all this time in holding back and telling you how I really feel?
If it wasn't for that tiny filter of yours, I doubt we would have ever gotten this far.
On that note, I wanted to see if you were free tomorrow, say, later afternoon.
What do you have in mind?
You let me into one of your Christmas traditions growing up. I thought I'd share with you one of mine.
Sure, why not? It's a date. I mean, not a date. Date, obviously. But I will see you then.
Both Matt and Jenny hang up their phones, looking uncomfortable. Text on screen, 3 days until Santa's flight. Matt sits in Jenny's kitchen.
It's all I'm asking you to consider is how moving to Helena will risk losing the strong relationships we have with vendors here in Snowflake.
Why do I get the feeling I was brought here under false pretenses?
I just wish I had said it to you last night.
Before you stormed off.
About that. Could we really consider it a storm?
What's going on here?
Tree trimming time. We got a late start this year on account of Dad and Charlie are coming, and I thought you could join us for some eggnog and learn a little more about Snowflake.
Oh, trust me, I already got an earful from Sue. She certainly loves a small talk.
Matt notices the shelf with all the memorabilia and walks over to it.
What is this?
Oh. Mom's 25-year service pin. The design is an homage to an ace World War I fighter pilot who started his own private airline after the war.
Incredible.
It is to aviation junkies like me.
Is it real gold?
24 karat gold with a rare amber diamond. Mom and Grandma collected all of this memorabilia, passed it down to me.
Must be valuable.
A local collector offered a fortune, but the sentimental value is way more important to me.
Of course.
Oh, Christmas tree, the time has come to decorate the Christmas tree.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, is there a work emergency we don't know about? Are we all getting pink slipped?
Not funny, Charlie. Matt is my guest.
So, who's ready to get this Christmas tree decorating party started?
Okay. No. Team, everybody, get to your stations. Chloe, Megan, you are on ornaments. Charlie, you are on tinsel and tunes. Dad, you have to untangle the twinkle lights.
Anybody want to trade?
And Matt, you can sit back and enjoy the action while I get the eggnog.
Nice tailgate.
And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! Thanks, Dad.
Now it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thanks for inviting me. And thank you all for the many enlightening facts about town.
Oh, I hope you took notes. There will be a quiz.
Dinner is served.
Oh, good. So, has anyone started thinking about making New Year's resolutions? Dad?
I don't believe in that nonsense.
Ah, short and pithy. I'll give them that.
What about you, Charlie?
Well, New Year's is about making a fresh start, so I am looking forward to seeing the exciting new prospects in my future.
My plan is to write down a list of personal goals. Studies show you are more likely to achieve the things you want in life if you write them down on paper.
In that case, maybe I should write down the top three universities I hope to get accepted to now that I decided to get into web design.
I was telling Chloe if she had any interest in applying to some tech colleges, I would be willing to write her a letter of recommendation.
That is so generous, Matt. And Chloe, I am so proud that this is your decision. And what about you? Any earth-shattering personal goals you'd like to share with the group?
Yeah. I've always dreaded the month of December because it reminded me it was the profit loss time of the year.
And how do you plan on changing that?
I'm not sure. But tonight has been a welcome respite. Maybe I'll start a special tradition of my own.
I like the sound of that.
What about you, Mom?
Well, with all the shakeups going on at the airline, Dad retiring, and you almost finished with high school. I finally think it's time I start mapping out the next chapter in my life.
Well, my guess is it'll be a real page-turner.
I hope so.
To the new year.
Yes.
It's hard when the child becomes the parent, but I sat my dad down and I told him he's retired, he needs to open himself up more to new challenges.
How did he respond?
Well, he's a little bit hard to read, but I imagine he got the message.
Well, I have hope.
Me too. Oh, I totally forgot to tell you. The principal from Snowflake Elementary, he was in the audience the other night, and he called and said that they're looking for a new music teacher.
Really? Charlie, music is your passion. What are you waiting for?
Like, you can't just leave the airline and let Jenny down.
Charlie, how many times have we been through this? You hate working in marketing. Once again, this is fate calling, and what do? You stand frozen in the headlights, ready to let the best thing in your life slip through your fingers.
Wait, are we talking about the job prospect? Or are we talking about you and me?
What difference does it make, Charlie? You're incapable of changing who you are.
Megan walks away. Matt and Jenny clear the dishes.
I'll clean up in a bit. I was hoping you'd be up for a stroll after that heavy meal.
Sure. Sounds nice.
Later, Matt and Jenny walk downtown.
So, when are you flying back to Portland?
I'm supposed to fly out tomorrow.
And are you feeling a little less anxious?
About flying or about the future of Connor Airlines?
I don't know. Pick one.
It might be because of your little push today, but I think I'm finally starting to realize how to deal with my anxiety in a more healthy way.
Glad to hear it. Before you go back, I do have to get something off my chest. Hank.
Hi.
I will take one of your finest hot cocos and a black coffee for the gentleman.
Actually, cocoa sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Hank.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're all ready to bring enough cocoa for Santa's flight on Thursday.
Great.
Thanks, Hank.
Am I hearing things, or did he just say Santa's flight? Because I specifically recall canceling
it. Yes, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I agreed to cancel Santa's flight, but then Charlie and I canvassed the community. We found businesses to sponsor the event. It is a win-win for everyone.
Then why didn't you tell me about it instead of going behind my back?
Because you shut me down at the mere mention of it, so I figured it would make a difference.
I have a responsibility to Connor Airlines. How do you expect me to make you my VP if I can't even trust you?
Good night, Jenny.
Matt walks away.
There's a face that sank a thousand ships.
2 days until Santa's flight.
Matt find out about us trying to
save Santa's flight? How'd it go?
Let's just say I will not be winning December's Employee of the Month.
Well, now what do we do?
I'm open to any ideas. I'm probably going to get fired, and Santa's flight seems to be on life support.
Well, that's a bit of a negative perspective. Right now is exactly the time we should be stepping up to the plate.
Yep, Charlie's right, Jenny. At this point, we've got nothing to lose.
Channel 8 News Van is waiting outside to interview you for the morning broadcast. So, you can either sit here and mope, or show them what you do best.
Charlie hands Jenny a candy cane. Next, Jenny stands on the tarmac.
This is such a passion project for you, Jenny. What makes Santa's flight so special?
It's a way of giving back to those in need at a time when the world really needs human kindness now more than ever.
But this is personal to you, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. My mother started the tradition back when she was the guiding force at Sundancer Airlines. And my mom taught my whole family an important lesson about the true meaning of Christmas.
Until now, this event was sponsored entirely by Sundancer Airlines.
But I'm hearing rumors you're planning a charity night to fund Santa's flight.
Why now are you seeking private donations to keep this going?
Because,
Matt watches the interview on TV.
Because we can no longer do it alone. I don't like having to ask people for help. Nobody does. But we don't have a choice. And it's all for the kids, right? And just like the good folks in Bedford Falls rallied around George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, we are turning to the good folks in Snowflake to help keep Santa's flight on course.
No man is a failure if he's got friends.
Exactly. Santa's flight could use a few more.
Matt makes a phone call.
Mr. Connor, it's Matt.
Jenny walks back into the Sundancer offices.
Yeah?
Nice speech out there, kiddo. Your mom would be so proud.
Thanks, Dad. Now the only thing on my to-do list is to write my resignation letter.
That won't be necessary. To echo your dad. Jenny, that was an incredible speech you just gave out there.
I spoke the truth.
Frankly, I'm surprised you didn't leap at the opportunity to throw a certain hopeless pragmatic under the bus.
For what it's worth, Matt, I should have been honest with you from the start.
No, you were right.
In the mindset I was in from the start, I would have just shut you down. But luckily for me, and for you, I just got off the phone with Mr. Connor, and I managed to convince him that this charity effort could generate a lot of free press, not to mention some goodwill.
So, Santa's flight isn't canceled?
Not if we can find a way to save it.
Yes.
That's great.
We? Wow, that is, it's strange to hear you say that.
Well, don't you think it's time to find out what we're all capable of working together?
You're on.
Okay, guys, let's do it! Woo! Santa's flight is back on!
Matt and Jenny walk into the toy store.
Ooh. Hi, Anne.
Perfect timing, Jenny.
Oh, wow.
I was just putting some of the toy donations aside.
This is a decent start.
Well, with hopefully much more to come after the benefit concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the rest of the stuff.
Thanks, Anne. Okay, you ready for some serious business?
So very serious.
Matt picks up a female pilot action figure.
Looks just like you.
Oh, I wonder if Anne carries businessman action figures. We could call them the bottom liners. What was your favorite game growing up?
Monopoly. What about you?
Game of Life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I seem to remember a financial element to that strategy.
Yes. Whoever ended up with the most money won, but I always imagined I'd grow up to be a rich philanthropist.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. The Beckett Foundation for girls who dream they could fly.
Well, you certainly realized your dream.
Hmm. And what did you first dream about being when you were little?
Believe it or not, a teacher.
Teacher? Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I was sort of envied their ability to inspire and mold young minds.
Hmm.
One part of business I actually really enjoy is mentoring some of the younger employees.
Just out of curiosity, did you ever want to have kids?
Maybe one day.
Oh, look.
Later, Matt and Jenny walk into a coffee shop.
Two large specials, please. I never knew charity was such hard work.
But it feels really good, right?
Actually, there is one thing.
Oh, I should have figured it would be a working coffee break.
And that's where you're wrong.
Matt gives Jenny a present.
Go ahead.
What?
Open up.
Jenny opens the box to reveal two Pilot action figures.
I snagged these from Anne when you weren't looking.
Harriet is for you.
Harriet.
Named after Harriet Quimby, the first female pilot to be licensed in the United States.
Okay. Oh, and who is this?
Why don't you do the honors?
Oh. Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh.
Classic. Hey there, Harriet. I'm thinking about starting my own airline.
Oh.
Are you in?
Oh, I'm not so sure. You seem bossy and controlling.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not stubborn and opinionated.
I beg your pardon. Hey, I am not stubborn. I am passionate, and there's a difference.
Yeah, well, you never had an opinion you didn't share.
That's because most of the time I'm right.
Later at the tavern, people gather at the music fundraiser. Frank carries a tray of drinks over to the bar.
Looks like we're getting quite the turnout.
Uh-huh.
Oh, folks in Snowflake really stick together.
And not to mention a certain former buttoned-up Portlander as well.
I know you two buttheads, but in some ways, you're more alike than you care to admit. You both think you know it all.
I do not think I know it all. I think I know best when it comes to making decisions about the airline.
Well, that's just it, sweetie. As much as you want to believe, we're just answering to a different boss. This is Connor Airlines now. It's no longer your burden to try and protect what your mom and your grandma started.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Okay, thank you, everyone, but doubly thank you for coming out tonight in support of Santa's Flight. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of an eggnog break, but the Silver Wings are going to stick around, so come on and join us all on the dance floor.
Charlie leaves the stage and walks over to Megan.
How's the Lonely Hearts Club?
The poor thing. She's practically been sending up smoke signals half the night to get your dad's attention.
Hey, I've got an idea. Follow my lead. Hey, Dad, do you mind helping us kick this benefit into gear?
People are going to start drifting out if we don't
make something happen.
You want me to barricade the door?
More like join us on the dance floor?
Oh, no. I'm not much of a dancer.
Hey, neither are we, but it's all for charity.
Come on, Frank. You might even surprise yourself and have some fun.
And I bet Christine would enjoy it, too.
Frank looks over at Christine, puts down the tray of glasses, and walks over to her.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Christine. How are you? Wouldn't want to join me out there for a dance, would you?
Wow, you sure know how to sweet talk her.
Frank takes Christine by the hand, and they walk to the dance floor. Charlie bows and extends his hand to Megan. She takes his hand and they walk to the dance floor.
Well, that took some work.
It did. But we made it happen.
Mm-hmm. They really are so cute together.
They are. Megan?
Yes, Charlie?
Thanks so much for making all this happen.
Megan nods and sighs.
There you are.
Hi.
I think it might be time to celebrate.
Oh, I don't know. Isn't it a little early? We're still over a quarter shy of our goal.
I'm not talking about Santa's flight. I made my official recommendation to the board, who I want to name as my VP of operations. While I may have thought I wanted the position to go to a clone of myself, turns out a healthy degree of challenge is good for growth, and I don't think I'll ever meet someone who challenges me as much as you.
Jenny looks shocked.
Wow. Matt, you're offering me the VP position?
Matt nods.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, don't say anything until you hear the job comes with a slight caveat. With the rapid expansion of Connor Airlines, the board felt adamant the position be based out of Portland. I really went to bat for you, but that was the compromise.
So I'd have to leave Snowflake?
Look, I know it's not everything you wanted, but this could be the beginning of the new chapter you've been thinking about.
Yes, I have a big decision to make.
Matt and Jenny clink their glasses together. Text on screen, one day until Santa's flight.
Okay, so something has come up that's kind of caught me off guard. So I didn't share this with any of you because I didn't really know how to approach it. Okay. Christine has asked me to help her run the tavern as a partner.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's a relief. When I got your cryptic text, I thought it was something serious.
Dad, I mean, that sounds like a great opportunity. You gonna take her up on it?
Well, I mean, I haven't been someone's business partner since I was your mom's business partner. And with her and Christine being best friends, I just feel a little strange.
Strange how?
Well, I'm a little worried that Christine may have some expectations beyond just being business partners, and I wouldn't want to upset you guys.
Upset? You think if something develops romantically with you and Christine's cheating on mom?
Oh, Dad. That's silly. I mean, Mom would want for you what we all want.
For you to have a life filled with contentment.
Really?
If two people truly love one another, all they want is for the other to be happy.
Megan smiles at Charlie.
What we all want for you, Dad.
Okay. All right.
Later, Jenny meets Matt at the coffee shop.
I just read your email to the board. Is it true? Did you reverse your recommendation to move headquarters to Helena?
You presented a strong argument, and they agreed. However, the VP job will still be based out of Portland. And if you accept the position, you need to realize that sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose.
What is this?
A final cost analysis. We have no choice but to make some cuts in personnel by combining marketing departments.
You want to lay off Charlie?
I'm sorry, Jenny. But I don't expect you to be the one to break the news.
No, it needs to come from me. I know Charlie's heart hasn't been in the job for a while. From time to time, he lets things slide, and until now, I've turned a blind eye.
Does that mean you're accepting the VP position?
As hard as it is to move away from my family, I can't turn down this kind of opportunity.
Are you sure?
Sundancer is part of a new family now, and we can either grow with it or move on to something different.
On a more positive note, where are we on sponsors with Santa's flight?
We had such a strong turnout with the benefit last night. We are cutting it close with the midnight deadline looming. I just can't help but feel like I haven't done enough.
Jenny, everyone put in 110%. All we can do now is stay positive and see what happens.
Later at the tavern, Frank walks in carrying a poinsettia. Christine walks over to Frank.
Frank, are you moonlighting at the local flower shop?
Well, these are for you. I feel that I may have come off as a little hesitant when you asked me to come work with you.
And you're hoping that'll take the sting off.
Actually, I'm here because I'm hoping that your offer still stands to come in as a partner at the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then before I accept, I have just one important question. What is the restaurant's policy on co-workers dating?
We don't have a policy. Why do you ask?
Well, I should warn you that I may be a little rusty because I forgot to give you this the other day.
Christine and Frank share a kiss.
Maybe you're not so rusty after all.
Christine and Frank smile and look into each other's eyes. Over at Jenny's house, Chloe works on the Santa's Flight website.
Yes! Oh my gosh, we've reached our goal! Mom, come and take a look at this! Congratulations, everyone! We did it! Cheers!
Santa's Flight officially takes flight tomorrow.
Thank you all from the bottom of my heart for all of your hard work. This would not have been possible without each and every one of you. Cheers.
Oh, ye of little faith. Personally, I always knew we'd reach our goal.
Yeah, barely. If it wasn't for that last-minute anonymous donation, we would be cooked.
Ooh, hold on. We still had 6 hours until our midnight deadline.
I suggest we take whatever extra we make and roll it over into next year's Santa's Flight.
Actually, now that the board has seen we can make this program a success, Connor Airlines has decided to place donation stations outside our terminals for travelers right after Thanksgiving holiday. And if we're ever shy of our goal, Connor Airlines will cover the difference, so Santa's Flight never gets grounded.
To Santa's Flight.
To Santa's Flight.
To Santa's Flight.
Nah, that is such a generous gesture.
Oh, wait, I think you forgot to run it up the flagpole to you, our new VP.
Maybe we should take a meeting.
It's been a bit.
Hey, Meg. I was thinking, now that Dad's moving on and Santa's Flight is back on track, that maybe you want to go somewhere.
I would. It's just Anne invited me for a girls' night.
That's great. Have fun.
I will.
Megan leaves, leaving Charlie looking dejected. Later, at Jenny's house.
When you invited me to a wrap party, I was figuring something a little more celebratory.
We just have to finish wrapping all these gifts for Santa's Flight, and I thought it could be fun. And I've done most of them already.
So, do you have any idea who our secret donor was who threw us over the top?
I assumed it was one of your board members whose heart grew 3 times the size when he visited Chloe's website.
Great. Ugh. Finger, please. Right here.
Matt puts his finger on the gift so Jenny can tie the bow.
Hold still.
You know I'm going to need that finger back at some point.
Stay still.
Jenny slips and falls into Matt's lap. They look into each other's eyes and lean in for a kiss. Jenny gets up and answers the phone.
Hey, Haley. What's up? What kind of a problem? Hold on, let me put you on speaker.
Haley stands inside a plane.
It's the auxiliary power unit. It's completely blown. We have to ground the plane.
Which plane is it?
The one you're supposed to be flying tomorrow.
Santa's Flight.
How long will it take to fix?
Maintenance crew short-staffed with holiday hours, but with the manpower I've got.
It'll take a day, maybe two.
Okay, we're gonna figure something out and we will call you back. Okay, what do we do now? All of our other planes are all in use. What about your private plane?
It seats 8 people max.
Well, then can't we just cancel one of our other flights for tomorrow to make this happen?
It's not possible, Jenny. It's Christmas weekend.
Well, we can't just give up.
Well, who says I'm giving up? We just have to come up with a practical solution.
Right. Practical. So what do you suggest, Some half-hearted gift exchange in an airplane hangar?
What else would you have me do, Jenny? I can't make something happen that's beyond my control. I still have to answer to the board.
Oh. You know, Matt, I am not naive. I know the only reason you and your precious board agreed to help was for all the good press you could get for Connor Airways.
Well, bottom line is I still have a business to run. I can't believe you really think that's why I came aboard to help.
Honestly, Matt, I don't know what to think anymore. But what I do know is that I do my best thinking alone. Excuse me.
Jenny walks out of the room. Matt grabs his coat and walks past the memorabilia shelf. He notices the pin is gone.
I messed up. Hey, Matt and I got in a fight, and he's probably on his way back to Portland to hire a new VP, and we worked so hard, and it's all falling apart, and with the plane downed, I have no choice but to cancel Santa's flight. I don't want to disappoint all those kids. But I will call all the donors in the morning and let them know that Santa's flight is off. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Connor. I know I'm asking for a miracle, but right now can't is not in my vocabulary.
They can start looking for a new CEO.
Text on screen, day of Santa's flight. Jenny makes a phone call as Frank and Charlie walk into the office.
Hey, sweetie.
Wait, what are you guys doing here so early?
Here to see you.
I appreciate it, but I doubt there's anything either of you could say to cheer me up.
Come on, sis, it's not that bad.
I took one of the collectors up on their offer to buy Mom's pin.
Wait, you're the anonymous donor?
I had to. For Mom's legacy. But it turns out it was all for nothing. I was just going to call all the families to let them know today is canceled. I didn't have the heart to do it last night.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't, because you would have had to call Mom back again this morning.
What?
That's why we're here.
While Matt's jet may not have been big enough to host Santa's flight, he did use it to fly in a secondary maintenance crew last night.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the board agreed to do that?
He put his job on the line. And that crew worked all through the night.
And Santa's flight plane is ready for takeoff.
I can't believe it. I have to get the flight ready.
Come on and buckle your seatbelts, put your bags in the overheads, and... Okay, welcome everyone to Santa's flight. Yeah! Merry Christmas to everyone, and a very important question. Anybody here on Santa's good list this year?
All the kids raise their hands.
That is a lot of hands. Chloe, can we get the big basket?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Santa's flight. We are thrilled to have you on board today. So everyone, buckle your seatbelts.
Yes, we're off. Here we go.
And now, lunch will be served.
Christine and Frank hand out lunch to the kids.
Hi, folks. Great job. Hi, everybody. Happy holidays. Hi, kiddos. And look, everybody, there's Santa.
Oh, hello, Captain Beckett. Your ride is almost as smooth as my sleigh.
Santa pulls down his beard to reveal it's Matt.
Matt? But I thought you had a flight to catch.
I did. Satisfying.
Matt, how did you make all of this happen?
Hey, Santa.
Hmm?
Kids are waiting for you.
Duty calls.
All right, who's ready for some presents? I heard there were some kids here who like presents. You like presents? You like presents? Well, lucky for you, I got presents for everybody.
The plane lands, and the kids and crew go to Santa's market.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the North Pole. If you look over to your right, you will see Santa's room. Very lovely. Okay, everyone, make a disorderly line over by Santa. Excuse me. Santa Claus, everyone, this is my best friend, Santa Claus. I am Charlie the Elf. It's very wonderful to meet all of you today.
Hi, everyone.
Have a good
kids and crew make Christmas crafts together. Charlie, dressed in his Christmas elf outfit, gets taped to a piece of paper.
Focus. On it.
Benjamin pops a balloon with a dart.
Very good.
He wins a large toy plane.
Whoa. Where are we going to put that? You can sleep in this.
Hey there, mister. Wow. That's some impressive hardware.
Yeah.
So listen, are you really serious about being a pilot someday?
Totally.
Really? Because I want to make a deal with you to help make your dream come true.
How?
For your part, all you got to do is keep your grades up in school. For someone as smart as you, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to go to college, your mom is going to call me, and Connor Airways is going to pay your tuition.
Really, Mr. Hansen, you'll do that?
Only if Benjamin agrees to the deal. Shake on it.
No, let's
click
on it.
Oh. Merry Christmas, Captain.
Christine and Frank ride in a horse-drawn carriage.
Congratulations, sis. You're going to be the best VP of operations.
Thanks, but now comes the hard part. It's up to me to oversee budget cuts.
Don't worry about that. Hey, nobody knows the airline biz like you.
Which brings me to my next order of business.
Hey, you're twirling your... No. Okay, don't say another word.
Okay, I'm afraid that I have no choice. Please do not make this any harder on me than it already is.
Hey, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, actually, I do.
No, I promise. If you let me say what I have to say,
Charlie,
and I promise
you're not going to have to say nothing you could say like that's this. Going to change what I have to
say. Jenny? I quit.
I stand corrected. What?
But I had a meeting with the principal at Snowflake Elementary, mm-hmm. and he offered me a job teaching music in January.
Charlie, really?
I thought a lot about what you said, and you're right. I think people can change if they have a reason.
I'm happy for you.
No, because all of this happened because of you, because you've always had my back. Well, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I was too blind to see. So, I don't know how you feel. I don't know how things are between us, but I know that if I don't do this now, I'm always going to regret. Megan? I...
Charlie kneels and opens a box containing a ring.
Will you marry me? Let me show you the man I can become.
Only if you keep a big part of that goofy guy I love so much.
Yes!
Charlie puts the ring on Megan and gives her a kiss.
Well, I see that worked out a little better than expected.
Charlie.
See, Christmas really is all about the gift of giving.
On that note, this is for you.
Matt hands Jenny a box. She opens it, and inside are her mom's airplane wings.
Matt, how did you...
I saw it was missing and chased down the collector and convinced him it belonged to you.
Really? You must have been pretty convincing. Matt, you have no idea what this means to me.
Actually, I do.
Then you'll also understand that I cannot accept the VP position.
You belong here, don't you?
I thought so too, but
no.
I belong up there.
Flying was always my passion. And I guess it took someone like you to help me realize that.
Then come to Portland. Take one of my international routes. Finally start seeing the world.
What? You do that?
Yeah. Maybe I'll get to take some time off and see the world, too.
I like that.
Jenny, I see the way you do things, and it's just so clear to me what I've been missing. It can't just be about the bottom line. Because really, my bottom line's... I think I'm falling in love with you. I'm ready to find my happy. Just let go of the wheel and let somebody else fly the plane.
I got you.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Matt leans in and kisses Jenny. They smile and look at the Christmas tree. They kiss again. Credits. Starring Katie Lowes, Evan Williams, Andrew Ehrle, Eric Gao, Keisha Haynes. Associate producers, Jadine Stoyak-Babcock, Trudy Thorwaldson, Nathaniel Lyman. Supervising producers, Catherine Kretz, Jonathan Shore, Michael Robinson. Producer, Kevin Leslie. Co-executive producers, Mark Amato, Samantha Herman. Executive producers, Susie Belsberg-Cravoy, Doran S. Chandler, Nancy Bennett, Kara J. Russell, Amanda Phillips, Eric Jarboe, Amy Krell. Executive producer, Brad Cravoy. Written by Dinah Eng. Directed by Michael Robinson. Copyright 2021 Christmas Flight Productions, Inc. Logo, Brad Cravoy Television. Logo, Paramount.